Policy issues. And, you know, once we get a firm draft of the policy, earlier into the process of processing these bills. And that will be the culture for this term until it ends in 2019. We've got two apologies. Honourable Bukhara, she was in an accident during the December January break. With a disappointment. Then Honourable Gaila from the Eastern Cape. Except for those two apologies, we are full out. And thank you for the honourable members of the Select Committee for being present. Thank you.
Thank you. But just by way of context, I'm going to say to James Bach.
Yes.
Thank you. time when information is going to be available to us.
That's a different culture, maybe. Mm-hmm. Can we move on? That's a different culture.
Yeah, so we just want to say that this is the initial one that come in, do a presentation on the time, and then you get the time to speak up. And just like the health.
No, no, nobody is saying that.
No. Okay, I will move on.
Right. Focus on the issue.
Okay,
it's a short
issue. But I want to be very clear
to
the time.
Normal kind of resolution that we experience, and it's a tribute.
don't know what they check before you speak to me outside this meeting. We have members of Parliament that want phenomenon. Phenomenon is called Sanji Tobias.
Thank you.
churches. It's important that we have the latest figures as indicated by our co-chair here. Otherwise, this will have to be reviewed on an annual basis to work with the latest figures. And the youngest.
To me, you are so disruptive.
Thank you.
The norm in Parliament is three to be clarified. And it always happens since 1994. Can't be a start of the chair. Fine, go ahead.
So, Chair, this is the latest published figure. But the energy is still only done once every 5 years. Now, I know it's more than 5 years, but I think the issue is obviously to get ourselves to the latest published figure. But we'll deal with whoever the scientists are who actually manage this.
We
important for South Africa and developing economies as well, where you have improvements in terms of air pollution. So in the case of electricity generation, if we start diversifying our mix and shifting into alternatives, cleaner alternatives, then we reduce at the same time emissions of carbon dioxide. And carbon dioxide is one of the key measures that contribute to asthma and other conditions in households and that live residents that live in the vicinity of our station. It can help in terms of congestion by encouraging tools that are actually in the boat, so we have an approach, we can share information on that with you. Buildings to design, we also take into account that we have a performance allowance, which means that those companies that perform better than a benchmark for a particular product that they produce or a process that they undertake, if they perform better than that benchmark, they will get up to a 5% performance allowance. So this is intended to reduce the intensity of their production for the different types of products that they produce. For the carbon budget, as mentioned already, there are twofold alignment. For the first phase of the carbon tax, for those companies that basically register with the Department of Environment and allocate the carbon budget, they will get a 5% allowance. And the department has agreed to also then allocate these budgets to those companies that voluntarily choose
presentation and stimulus to 12, just be aware of our time. Be short and to the point, please. Questions? Yes, next. Over these. 1, 2, 3. Number 3. Number 4. Right, go for it.
Because it's heavier compared to there.
Thank you.
the criteria is that any company that emits more than 0.1 million tons per annum falls into the red box of companies that need to submit the application for equipment, but they're not forced to participate in the first phase because it's voluntary. The question on job losses, there's another project that the Department of Environmental Affairs has partnered with the Economic Development Department, where we are undertaking national employment vulnerability assessment. We call it the NEVA. And coming up with sector job plans. So there what we do is to look at the impact of climate change intervention, both adaptation and mitigation, on jobs, whether they're negative or positive. And if they're negative, then what do we do then to counter that negative impact? And it is expected to come up with sector job plans to look at those negative impacts in jobs. The legislation, the acting DDG can talk to that. The carbon tax instrument in terms of the contribution of the, there was a question around the contribution of other measures around emission reduction. There's a project currently underway where we're looking at identifying all the policies and measures. What's going to be the impact of those on our SDG and what's the gap? So we know what our SDG is, but what we now are assessing is what is the IRC going to contribute in terms of emission reduction, what is the carbon tax going to contribute towards our emission reduction, and what's the total of all those, and what's the gap for us to meet our SDG, and how do we then fill that gap so that we meet our SDG. That project is currently underway, and it will be completed sometime towards the end of the financial year.
Thank you very much, honorable members. On the question around the UN's withdrawal, there is no technical study within the multilateral system that demonstrates that the US, what is the meaning of US withdrawal in terms of carbon emissions. However, there are various papers which have different conclusions, and one conclusion is the US will be able to free their world space to be able to emit. But I think it has to be understood in context to say the U.S. withdrawal can only be effective after 3 years of coming into effect of the Paris Agreement. So they will still have to serve for 3 years according to the Paris Article 28. However, in terms of there are different voices. The government has indicated intention to withdraw, but we have a non-state partners, a non-state actors, the cities, the private sectors who are saying completely a different thing, to say they are still committed to the Paris Agreement. I think within that context, there's already an indication from France and Germany to up the game in terms particularly of financing, because when the US withdrawal, they've been having quite a huge budget in terms of financing some of the work around climate change. So France and the US are indicating that they will try to plug the gap. On the issue around the legislation, Honorable Chair, we had a draft for the previous year. We've been engaging with stakeholders. We undertook the socio-economic assessment. So the draft legislation is en route to cabinet. So we are anticipating that we will get approval for public participation processes around April this year. That's how it has been scheduled for cabinet processes. Thank you.
Are you done? Thank you. Richard, any announcements? Honorable Kareem, and then Coach Minimum.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, Mr. Chairman, but my question about if Parliament were to not approve a carbon tax, what would the impact be on our obligation in terms of the Paris Agreement? And then what the other one was, has the study been done on the costs of administration within
the verification of those emissions. So they are looking at setting up a unit internally within the department to basically verify emissions reports and undertake the auditing that would be required. So SARS will rely on that greenhouse gas emission reporting system that is being developed. So that's the administration system of the tax as we move to it.
Are there any other requirements? You done?
In terms of your second question around if we don't implement a carbon tax, I think one thing that we couldn't go into detail around was the rationale of the tax and the reason for going the route of the tax. It helps you to internalize the costs that already exist. It gives you an opportunity to provide flexibility to firms on how they can reduce their emissions. The other option will be to go straight for a command and control instrument to say that this is what you are allowed at a sector level. If you go above those emissions, you will be charged a fine or penalty irrespective of your processes and activities. One of the reasons for going to the root of the tax is to provide that flexibility to firms to say that, yes, we're giving you a whole range of allowances. To the extent that you maintain this, it gives you flexibility on how you reduce your emissions over time on the margin. And I think it, that flexibility is something that we need to bear in mind. It also provides an incentive not just for... So we've said that it's not just the tax that is the only instrument that will help us with reducing our emissions and helping with this transition. It needs to be part of a package of measures. As we develop instruments like the carbon budget, which then sets out that allowance above which companies cannot emit going forward, tax gives us flexibility now and it gives us evidence on how we need to, over time, start to reduce
climate change is a reality, that there are extreme